To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook, Twitter, or MeWe. Good morning, and thank God it's Friday. Today's photo comes from yours truly, as I caught this shot last weekend on Gibbons Road, not far from my home in Stuyvesant, New York. This section of road has tempted me to capture its beauty before, but I always seem to be in a hurry to another destination. On this occasion, I happened to be stuck behind someone who seemed to be learning the finer points of driving a tractor trailer, and instead of driving around them, I decided to stop and grab this photo, and to put some distance between us. This photo doesn't really do the road justice. I love the way the trees line both sides of the road like some sort of natural honor guard that invites you to proceed underneath their upraised branches. When I took this photo, I should have waited a few minutes more for the sun to move a little more to the right, but I think it's all right. Sometimes the beauty lies in the slight imperfections that make what we see unique. Plus, I like the anticipation in this photo that makes you want to drive into it and see that sun up close and personal. As we drive into the weekend, I pray that you find peace, rest, and rejuvenation. Last night, I learned that an acquaintance just a few years older than me had passed away. As odd as this may sound in our modern era, I guess you could say that he was a guy I knew from the neighborhood. Because of our age differences, we weren't classmates, but I knew him from our community's youth program's playground system. I didn't know him too well personally, but he had a great sense of humor, a zeal for life, was well known and dearly loved by many in our community. His death reminded me again that none of us can count on a long life, and it convicted me to continue sharing the message of the assurance of eternal life that comes through faith in Jesus Christ alone. The Lord blessed us last night at the discipleship class as the class size doubled and there were new faces that had never seen the inside of our church. I did my best to deliver a message of hope and freedom in Christ, and I pray that it was received. I reminded everyone that we had just begun the season of Lent and that the prayer for Lent is to repent and believe the gospel. Repenting is turning from the world's way and turning towards God's way. The second encouragement is really what I taught on, though, to believe the gospel. The good news of Christ coming to earth, dying for our sins, being resurrected is important to know, but we really have to believe the gospel. Some may say, oh yeah, I believe that, but I want to stress that we get no benefit from just agreeing intellectually that you think that is true or that it's historically accurate. The eternal life that Christ provides comes from believing the gospel personally for yourself by placing your faith in Jesus. Not only that, but believing the gospel is also believing that you've been accepted, made significant, given eternal security, and given a new life by having faith in Jesus, that you have been forever transformed by your relationship in him and with him. That's what I'm teaching because that's what I know. So I encourage all who see this or hear this message to repent and believe the gospel for what it has done for you and what it's done to you. This morning's meditation verses are Psalm 117, 1 and 2 from the New Living Translation. It says, "Praise the Lord, all you nations. Praise him, all you people of the earth. For he loves us with unfailing love. The Lord's faithfulness endures forever. Praise the Lord." Today we share an entire psalm, as Psalm 117 is the shortest psalm in the Bible. It also just happens to be at the halfway point of the Bible. Psalm 117 may be short, but it sure is sweet and it sure is true. We are to praise the Lord for his creation, our lives, and what he's provided us. If we know the truth of the gospel and made Christ our Lord and Savior, we have been called out of eternity to know the truth that gives us meaning, purpose, and life forever with him. The second verse in Psalm 117 proclaims the Lord's love and faithfulness and assures us that his love is unfailing and his faithfulness endures forever. Knowing these things about God and knowing that he has personally called us into his family forever gives us cause to praise the Lord forevermore. So rejoice, praise him, live in the peace of his presence, and share what you know with others. The world needs hope, so give it. I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today we start a new series from Dr. June Hunt's Biblical Counseling Keys on anger, facing the fire within. So if you have an issue with anger, you can get biblical instructions today by going to my blog at mtforchrist.org. Thank you for listening, and God bless you all.